And good evening, live from Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. I'm Carl Nathy. We're happy you've joined us here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. And what a Friday it has been. Great Crossing winning the first quarterfinal over Magoffin County. Then Lyon County dispatched of Adair County. Neither of those games particularly close. The game that was just concluded about 30 minutes ago, Harlan County from Region 16 wins it over Campbell County from Region 10, Northern Kentucky, 85-71 in overtime. Tied at 69 all at the end of regulation. But get this, late in the third quarter, Harlan County was down 16 points and behind Trent Noah, outstanding performance, just historic, 16 of 23 from the field, 7 of 10 three-pointers, 9 of 9 from the line, 48 points, 9 rebounds, as the All-Stater Trent Noah leads his team into the semifinals. Now, one more semifinalist to be determined. The game starts in about 15 minutes from this moment. Two Louisville area schools, the Trinity Shamrocks, going up against the Evangel Christian Eagles. That'll start at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. The winner will take on Harlan County in the second semifinal tomorrow. The first semifinal on Saturday, Great Crossing and Lyon County. Dave Baker and Mina Todd will have the call for us coming up. Dave will get the pregame thoughts of the respective head coaches right after this timeout on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Round is specially priced for just $4.99. Honeycrisp apples are only $1.49 a pound. And two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is just $3. That's right, two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's for only $3. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop. Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Montgomery Tractor Sales.
Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Coach Brett Saxton is here at Trinity. And, Coach, first of all, not only congratulations to get here, but your team seemed like they were really kind of in control of it.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought as the game progressed, we looked more natural. I think those first couple of quarters, I think Rupp Arena, it could be jarring. And for a lot of our guys, I think maybe the bright lights and the big crowds, they tried to do a little bit too much or maybe do things that they hadn't done all year. And so I think as the game wore on, we reverted back to kind of who we were that last month of the season, especially in that fourth quarter. I thought our possessions were pretty good offensively and defensively.
Talk a little about who it was you were in that last month of the season.
A smart basketball team and a team that knew what our identity was. I thought we really good in the half court defensively, and I thought offensively that whatever that specific game dictated, I thought that's what we were able to do. So if it was a track meet that we knew we needed to score in the 70s or 80s, we were willing to do that. And then there were some rock fights where we knew that the first of 50 would win.
You know, I heard you talk about Coach Szabo, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family and everything. Without getting into any detail, is that something that you thought might happen, or was it just something that one day it just happened?
Yeah, that was something that just happened. That was something that was unprecedented. And, yeah, the family has chosen to be very, very private, and so we've sort of respected their wishes. So, yeah, that was something that happened starting with the King of the Bluegrass in December. And so to the testament of our guys, and like you said, we're certainly, all of our thoughts and well wishes are with Mike and his whole family. But to the testament of the guys and the staff, you know, that's been something that's sort of been a theme this year, just overcoming adversity.
Sure. And you talk about a family. It's not just about his family, but it's the whole Trinity family. I mean, you played, right?
Yes, sir.
And so now, you know, you're not only doing this stuff and taking over for Coach, but you're working for your dad, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. And to your point, I think in our warm-up shirts, you'll see that on the back of it, it says bigger than us. And I think that's a great reflection on being here at Rupp, because we know the Sweet 16 has been around for 100 years, and that's truly something that we're so humbled and excited to be a part of. And at the same time, we think about all the Trinity alumni and faculty and staff, and it just that culture and spirit of Trinity, I think these guys can sort of feel it palpable in the locker room and the stands. And so every time we take the floor, especially here at Rupp, we want to make sure that we're really trying to honor, whether it's Coach Szabo or the entire alumni base, or, you know, all the Trinity fans out there. We want to make sure that we're making them proud in terms of how we play and the kind of teammates that we are.
Everybody in every region of the state is proud of their basketball, and certainly there's great basketball in the city of Louisville. Now you get that all Louisville matchup. What do you expect from Evangel?
I think tempo will be so important. They are very talented, two really good guards that love to push the pace. You know, if we take a bunch of bad, quick shots, you know, that's advantage of Angel. And so, ideally, we're going to have really smart, deliberate possessions. And then defensively, you know, I'd love to make those two guards work a little bit to get good shots.
Gotcha. Coach, thanks again, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Brett Saxon with Trinity. We're coming back with more in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. We're here with Evangel Christian and Coach Larry Miller. Coach, you were not a happy guy coming off at halftime last night.
Well, we played, after watching the film, we played much better than I thought we did. Played much better defensively, and I thought we did push the ball much better than I thought we did. We didn't rebound well.
Right.
But other than that, we played a really good team, and they are very competitive people, and well coached, and they did a great job against us. We were fortunate to win the game because of the caliber of the opponent.
Sure. I tell you, I've been around so many coaches like you. They go back and look at the tape. Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Right. But in the heat of the moment, I thought your guys came out and they played really relaxed. I thought they played hard for you, too.
Well, I thought they played really hard after watching the film. And I was really, really satisfied, and I told them that today. So we got a big challenge tonight. Got to step it up a little bit more tonight, I think. But we're certainly capable.
You know, you have coached all over the state for various teams and everything. Everybody's proud of their basketball, no matter what region they're from. But what does it mean to have two Louisville teams going at it tonight?
Well, it's great, and it's the thing about this state, they can come from any area and be extremely good, and it's an honor to play in this and honor to compete in it, and great to be in Rupp Arena. I've worked five-star camp with John Calipari back when we were in our 20s, and
wow.
And I texted him today and said, first off, you do a tremendous job. You had another great year. I'm proud you're the coach at UK, and I finally got to play on your court tonight. So,
talk if you would. You guys want to get it and go. You've made no secret of that. I would guess that Trinity would probably want to slow you down.
Well, that's a big key for us, to try to get the game up in the 70s. And they want to play in the 40s and 50s, and we need to get the game in the 70s. That gives us a better chance of winning. And plus, we want to really really want to push it and make them run defensively.
And you've got to do that with your defense, right? Because oftentimes what happens is a team like yours that likes the tempo, you know, if they get slowed down a little bit, they get a little frustrated. Is that fair?
Well, the only constant thing is defense. The defense travels, so if we play well defensively, that keeps us in every game.
Larry, thank you so much. Congratulations. Have a great night tonight. That's Coach Larry Miller. We're back with more in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by the Moorhead Optimist Club.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSA. Return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Welcome in to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in Lexington as we get you set
for basketball. It's the final quarterfinal matchup, and it's an all-Louisville affair as Evangel Christian takes on Louisville Trinity. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Baker. Mine and Todd joining me along with Carl Nathy, Tom Stevens, Richard Farmer. They're both here with us as well. And before we do anything else, let's get our Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Okay, so it'll be Louisville Trinity who will be the home team on the scoreboard. They'll be in the white tonight. Julius Edmonds, Lance Chandler, number one. Number two is Drew Vassar, who hit three of three threes last night and was big for the Rocks. Jaden Johnson and Alex Johnson will round out the starting lineup. The Shamrocks have a record of 27-7, and they are coached by Brett Saxton. For Evangel Christian, the Eagles with a 30-6 mark for Coach Larry Miller. Number two is Christian Dorr out at one guard. Ben Mukati plays in the middle. Kyron Tilley is the guy that can really make things go. Number 11, Isaiah Chitapa, is the defensive starter. And Davier White is one of the top freshmen in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So you had Evangel Christian, who got the win yesterday to get here. And for Trinity, they knocked off Pulaski County in last night's first game. And before we get going, it's time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. Mina, that means what do these teams have to do to come away with a win tonight?
Well, it's going to be a fantastic basketball game. I expect an up-tempo game, which will play in the favor of Trinity. I mean, I'm sorry. It'll play in the favor of Evangel Christian. They really want to push the tempo.
Yes, they do.
And they also are going to bring that defensive intensity that they've played with all year long. They want to get that score in the 70s or better, and they need to own the boards. For Trinity, they must control the tempo. They must keep this ball game in the 50s, 60s at most.
Right.
Patience on offense. Really get good shots each time down the floor, and they got to lock in on defense.
And that's our Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in the broadcast. We'll name them. Andy Thomason is our referee tonight. Raymond Lightfoot from here in Lexington is one of the umpires. Drew Ransdell is the other umpire, and Terry Carter is the alternate. Another day of big crowds here at Rupp Arena. And so, as we mentioned, Trinity is in the white. They will go from our left to right. Evangel in the blue with a white trim. And the tap is controlled by Dorr for Evangel. Shamrocks will start out in the man-to-man. Dorr dribbles right of the key. Now looks to drive the baseline. Spins it back out and gets it to White. White with a handoff back to Dorr as he curls out top near the midcourt line to set the offense. Swing it to the left side. They find Tilley. Back to Mukati at the top of the key. He leads for Dorr. Dorr looking for a cutter inside. Can't find him. And they can't get it to Mukati. First touch for Chitapa. Now they get it to Mukati, who goes to work against Johnson. And that righty hook won't go. Nice defensive trip for the Rocks.
You're right on, Dave. That defensive intensity played off that time for the Trinity Shamrocks. Forced a bad shot.
Alex Johnson had a path to the basket, but he brought it back outside and gave it to Dre Vassar. He's trying to work against Chitapa. Remember, he's the defensive stopper. Last night, Chitapa guarded Ty Price. He's averaging like 29 points a game, and he held him to a dozen.
Both teams are opening in a man-to-man defense.
Inbounds goes to Lance Chandler, and he's checked out there by Kyron Tilley. No place to go. That ball batted away. Nice defensive play by Dorr. And, oh, how about the defensive play at the other end? And what was that call?
Looks like a foul. They say he got him on the arm.
They're going to get Jaden Johnson for the call. And you can hear that ball bang off the backboard from here.
Looked like it was going to be a big defensive play, but caught a little too much arm.
First one is up and in.
Jaden Johnson, great free throw shooter.
That one was jinxed, but that's okay.
Yeah, my bad.
White baseline three on the left side won't go, and Mukadi gets up for the rebound. Can't stick it back in. Does he get it a second time? He does, and then it was knocked away. Fast hands by Lance Chandler.
Great hands by Chandler. Otherwise, that was going to be an easy two. Great battle on the boards, Mukadi.
You get it inbounds. And Evangel coming with that full court pressure. Vassar bodied up, no call. Into the lane to the cutting Edmonds, and his shot won't go.
What a rim protector Mukadi is.
Trinity will inbounds the basketball.
Gets some full court pressure. That's his token, backing it up.
Ball was tapped back into the backcourt, where it's retrieved by Jaden Johnson. Johnson now, left-handed drive, goes off glass, and that won't fall. And we've seen some really good shooting in this tournament, but both of these teams having trouble in the early going.
And not what Trinity wants. They want to be more patient with the basketball.
There you go, and that's the first field goal of the game. Kyron Tilley hits the triple.
Good patience.
Johnson makes the drive, fakes, goes up, and it dances around the rim and comes out, but he'll shoot two.
Alex Johnson does a great job attacking the basket, and that time he was able to draw a foul and get himself to the free throw line.
Alex Johnson shooting two.
Foul whistled against Dre Vassar. Check that. It's whistled against Christian Dorr. That's his first as Alex Johnson hits the first free throw. And he gets them both. And Trinity on the board, still without a field goal. Dorr with the reverse, and it's a pretty move underneath.
What a beautiful reverse. He just got low to the ground and burst to the basket.
Jatapa all over Vassar. Now here's Alex Johnson out top. That's a pretty sweet crossover, and he can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by White. Back at the other end, Dorr scores for the Eagles, and Brett Saxton is going to have to go for a quick timeout. Trinity without a field goal, and Evangel Christian has jumped out to an 8-2 lead. Fans Adventure awaits off the beaten path in the foothills of Eastern Kentucky, Moorhead, and Rowan County. You can make the drive from Louisville Trinity to Moorhead in 137 miles. And fans of Evangel Christian are 136 miles away. I didn't realize they were that close. 136 and 137 miles from Adventure. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com.
Trinity's got to do a much better job of stopping the ball. They let that ball go coast to coast for a layup. They got to pick that ball up much, much sooner.
Shamrock's inbounded. And this time it's controlled by Avery Frazier, a guard who's just checked in. There's Frazier with the basketball, dribbling with the left hand. Now he has it knocked away. Picked up over there by Alex Johnson. They tried to go backdoor to Vassar, but nothing doing. Now here's Curry and Barry, who checked in, 21. Three-point jumper off the left side. That won't fall. And Mukadi gets the rebound.
Evangel playing spectacular defense. Their hands are so active.
Tilley off the bounce. That one won't go, but look at Mukati get up. Johnson went up and got the block after getting beaten out for the rebound. Here he comes now on the dribble. Frazier fake, gives it back to Alex Johnson. Floater in the lane, and it's a pretty one. And that's the first field goal for the Shamrocks.
Alex Johnson, great job penetrating, rising up above the defense, knocking it down.
White shut down at the top of the key. And now they give it to Dorr, who will set the offense. Looking for that flat ball screen from Mukati. Tilly got the screen from Mukati as well. Thought about pulling up. Gives it back to White. Now cross court it goes. Dorr puts it on the deck. And that turnaround hit the side of the backboard. Now Trinity wants to run. And they do so effectively. Curry and Bell. And that, my friends, is a jailbreaker fast break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. Timeout. It's our first media timeout of the night. And Evangel Christian, after jumping out 8-2, they only lead the Shamrocks by 2. We're back in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. Dave Baker, Mina Todd, Carl Nathan back here with you at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. The last spot in the KHSAA Boys Sweet 16, sponsored by UK Healthcare. Up for grabs here tonight, and we've got 2:59 to go in the first quarter. And it is an 8-6 lead as Evangel Christian on top of Louisville Trinity. Right out of the timeout, curl play, and what a pretty play by Tilly.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a better offensive execution out of a timeout.
Kerryon Berry works, now gets it over to Frazier, and he's hounded out there by Braden Trice, who's just checked into the Evangel Christian lineup. And that ball off his legs and a turnover gives it back to the Eagles. And now a substitution for Trinity as number 10, Josiah Lawson, a guard, checks in.
Only the second turnover for Trinity, but Evangel playing just fantastic defense. Their hands are just super active, making it difficult.
Oh, smart play right there, letting the ball go into the backcourt to prevent the turnover. And now Tilly working up top. Mukati keeps control of the basketball, and now Trice is going to back it back out and set things up. Mukati really wants the ball. He wants somebody to pass it over to the wing and put it inside. But instead, Tilly puts it on the deck and pulls up, and what a tough shot.
He's smooth. He's got a great shot, great elevation on his shot.
Tilly with 7 of Evangel's 12 here in the first period. 5-second count. No, it's a foul. And Chitapa is whistled for the infraction.
Evangel doing a fantastic job on Vassar. Vassar's having to work extra hard to get anything going on offense.
Dorr checks back in for Trice. And that ball batted back toward the Evangel bench. And now Trice is going to quickly come back in. This time he's coming in for Chitapa, who, if he gets a break at all, it's going to be a short one. Jaden Johnson triggered. And now Lawson works out there against Trice, out past the top of the key. Took the ball between his legs and now backs it out. And Lawson looks to reset. Trinity being a little more deliberate this time down. Swinging around to the left side to Vassar. He gets a screen up top from Edmonds. Curling into the lane. That shot off the glass was off the side of the basket. And he got bailed out as they call the foul against Johnny Jama, who just checked in.
You're exactly right, Dave. I mean, he was out of control. He hit the side of the backboard. Totally bailed out there by that foul. Now a chance for two free throws.
First one is up and good by Dre Vassar. And number 13, Alex Johnson, checks back into the Trinity lineup. Here replace Barry. To 8, Evangel Christian on top of Trinity. 1:20 to go here in this first quarter of play in the final quarterfinal matchup. White up top. He had some room but didn't pull the trigger. Now Dorr dribbled it off his foot. Just got it before it went out of bounds. And now Evangel tries to reset and Dorr tried to spin through two defenders. Shamrocks, though, throw it away. Trice swings it across. There's White. And he goes down. I think he came down on a foot. Boy, and that could be bad news for Evangel Christian.
Yeah, he stepped on the defender's foot, rolled his ankle. But sometimes that initial roll hurts like heck. And then you walk it off and you feel better. It looks like he's going to be okay.
You just want to make sure when it happens like that, you're like, oh my gosh, I hope I didn't do something bad.
Absolutely.
Evangel inbounds underneath its own basket. Chitapa has it as he's hounded out there by Jaden Johnson. And now Tilly comes out front. Dorr thought about it, made an extra pass to the baseline. Didn't get him a basket, though, as Chitapa couldn't hit. 35 seconds to go in a half. And Trinity trying to push it a little bit, and they pushed it a little too hard and turn it over.
Not typically Trinity ball. They like to control the tempo. They can run, but that time that was just a little too long. And if you're going to throw it away long. Get a chance to set your defense.
Larry Miller on his feet as he normally is. So too is Brett Saxton on the Trinity bench. And it looks like the Eagles will hold for one. 20 seconds now. As Alex Johnson backs way off of Kyron Tilly. They'll start the offense once we get to about 10, and here we go. Tilly, crossover, backs it out. Now tries to spin, flips it over to Dorr. Three at the buzzer, and it won't go. And after starting out with an 8-point lead, Louisville Trinity has got to feel pretty good as they battle back. It is Evangel 12 and Trinity 8 at the end of the first quarter. Here at the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, and we thank you for listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 6575.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Fans, listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Trinity down four here at the start of the second quarter. First possession, nice flip to the right side, but it won't fall. It was a really nice spin move in the lane by Julius Edmonds. But Jaden Johnson couldn't get it to go, and am I right about this, Mina, that Trinity has still not hit a triple?
You are absolutely right. That was a good look. Just couldn't knock it down.
Evangel has only hit one, but that will not stop Tilly from putting one up, and there he goes. Big rebound by Mukati. Goes back up, and that was a big-time bucket and stick back.
Yeah, they got to get a body on Mukati and push him off his spot. Great rebound and finish.
Mukati's first bucket. Penetration. They got it inside to Edmonds. Now it goes back. And a lot of contact there, but no foul called as Vassar hit the deck. Here's White trying to go up and under. Turns, hits, and he's fouled. What a move by the freshman.
Big time move by the freshman, White. That's one of those, like, as a coach, you're like, no. Oh, great shot.
Right?
That's awesome.
Xavier White.
Fall away, jumper.
Hit 4 of 5 threes last night for the Eagles.
What's up?
In their victory over Butler County. Trinity in the game before that knocked off Pulaski County to set up tonight's first meeting in the Sweet 16 between two teams from Louisville since 2017. Cross-court pass. Johnson with a left hand. He just couldn't get it in the right hand. And it goes back to Evangel Christian.
That was a great look there. He switched the ball to his left hand to avoid a defender and just couldn't get it, kiss it off the glass.
That all-Louisville meeting in the 2017 Sweet 16 was won by Fern Crete, 55-52 over Ballard. Tilly driving through all sorts of people. Boy, Mukati could have gotten hit with a moving screen right there. No whistle, though, and now Dorr goes to work. And another timeout for Louisville Trinity as back-to-back big-time shots from Evangel Christian, and they have stretched the lead back out to a dozen. 20-8. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. In the Evangel Christian Huddle, head coach Larry Miller last time pointing out to his team a couple of offensive opportunities. He says, you had, but you failed to recognize. Well, they've been recognized in these last couple of minutes. As far as Trinity head coach Brett Saxton, hey, we need more movement in our offense. Ball movement and player movement. And we need a box out on the boards. Back to you.
Thanks, Carl. Let's see what Trinity does out of the timeout. Left-handed shot just won't fall. They're penetrating, but they just haven't been able to get the shots locked in, Mina, as a foul is called.
Yeah, they're shooting poorly from the field. That makes it about 2 of 10. 20% from the field. But you got to credit Evangel. Their defense is stymieing them right now.
So Edmonds comes out after picking up his second foul. And now the Eagles get it back in. Here's Dorr again. Evangel has hit its last three field goals. McCotty set the screen, but Tilly went the other way, and he shot it just long. Vassar looking for a lane, trying to create. Kicked it back outside. Barry couldn't find any room. And now Vassar will try it as he spins left. Chitapa, the defensive stopper, shut him down. Jaden Johnson now goes back up to the top of the key to Alex Johnson and falling to the floor. That shot won't fall. And Dorr races the other way for Evangel. And I think there's going to be a foul. And I think... Yep.
They're not calling a foul. They wanted a foul.
No foul. Little scrum on the near sideline.
I thought they were going to call a foul for sure.
Raymond Lightfoot says no, no. But it is Evangel's ball. 20-8. Evangel on top of Trinity. 5:25 to go in this second period of play. Tilly goes back out on top to Dorr. He gets a screen from McCotty. He wants the ball in the post. They get it to him. Working against Alec Johnson. Spins left and can't get it to go. Good defensive position by Johnson. Trinity on the break and up and under the rim. That's Barry who knocks it down to cut the Evangel lead to 10.
That's the second time Barry's gotten behind the defense.
Dorr dribbles it past White. Pulls up at the free throw line and not even close. He thought he got fouled, but here comes Trinity on the run again. Vassar all the way to the hole and gets it to fall. And four straight for Louisville Trinity.
That was a great take by Vassar. Once again, nobody stopping the ball.
It was a 12-point lead, and now it's down to 8. Tilly works against Chandler, dumps it inside. Blocked from behind, and they call it a foul. They call the foul against Jaden Johnson. And Brett Saxton expressing his displeasure with referee Drew Ransdell. Two shots, and Dorr will take them. Dorr rattles it home. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Live from Rupp Arena, it's Sweet 16 Basketball on WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Valero and Moorhead.
Second shot by Dorr, no good. Ball batted out of bounds, and it'll go back to Trinity.
Little token pressure, three-quarter court, man-to-man.
Number 4, Rocco Pfeiffer has checked in for Trinity. And, of course, they have a long history of Pfeiffers at Trinity. Jump shot. Oh, what a pretty take by Dre Vassar.
That was a great job by Vassar. I think that strong move and layup kind of lit a fire under him.
Trice back in there now. He has it. Finds a wide open jump shooter at the top of the key. But Chautauqua couldn't get it from the free throw line. And that is a giveaway. Trinity in too much of a rush. Here's Tilly who pulls up. And that shot was partially blocked by Johnson. He has done an outstanding defensive job tonight. Racing the other way is Chandler. He gets the bucket. And he'll have a chance to complete the three-point play.
Great job by Chandler, making up for that bad pass. Driving strong, getting hit. Chance for the and one.
Chandler. Waiting for the basketball. That was his first bucket of the night. One dribble, and it's short. 3:21 to play, 21-16. Evangel Christian on top of Trinity. And now Trinity really extending the defense. That ball was tapped into the backcourt by Barry. Dorr gives it up, now gets it back. It's been a while since White or Mukati have gotten a touch. Mukati with a screen. And on the switch, the fake and the bucket. And there was a set play they've been looking for.
On your cue, Mukati gets wide open down low.
Vassar back the other way. As Evangel stretches the lead back out to seven with 2:39 to play. Johnson now tied up. That's going to be a held ball. Substitutions getting ready to come in. The arrow points to Evangel Christian, and we've reached our media timeout. 23-16, Evangel Christian on top of Trinity. 2:52 to go here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
We're back at Rupp Arena. Dave Baker, Mina Todd, Carl Nathie, and Iron Tiger, Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network crew. Evangel Christian on top of Trinity, 23-16. Evangel has seemed, Mina, a couple of different times on the verge of like stretching it out. I think they got it to a dozen. But credit Trinity. They always seem to pop back.
Yeah, they've done a good job answering some of these flurries of Evangel. But Evangel went through a spread of time there where they were just forcing some bad shots.
Now they're trying to get things going in the half court. Dorr got a screen. Gets it back to White now. Barry switched off on him, and that ball off a leg down on the baseline. And the turnover gets it back to Trinity.
Absolutely no angle for that pass. He needed to drive that ball deeper into the corner so he could have a better angle or reverse it.
Kyron Tilly checks back in for Evangel Christian. And the Rocks put it in play with 2:10 to go in the first half. Quick first step there by Chandler. But Tilly right there with him. Jump shot off the glass. How pretty was that by Dre Vassar? And that was a Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. You got to wonder, Minor, with these schools just being separated by a mile, a lot of these kids have probably played together and against each other for a long time.
Oh, yeah. They AAU ball, getting together at the parks.
The playground ball, that's right.
Absolutely.
Here's Tilly. As Trinity keeps extending the defense, they've cut the lead to five. Dorr thought about the tree, but Vassar was out there with him. Now he takes it. It gets a little screen, and great patience by Dorr to get the triple. Back the other way. Barry on the drive, and he was fouled. And the Shamrocks will go to the line.
Barry has done a great job running the floor. He's just quick out on the break. Teammates doing a good job finding him, streaking down the floor.
He has made the defense pay on several different occasions. So White gets that foul. That shot was good. I saw it for the first time, Jenga and Chitapa kind of going back and forth with each other after that last bucket. Rocco Pfeiffer checks back in as Barry gets the second one. 26-20, Evangel Christian with the six-point lead as we approach the one-minute mark here in the first half. Nice kick out, an extra pass. Dorr doesn't take it. Oh, did he get fouled or did he take an extra step? And they said he was fouled.
That was a great strong drive by Dorr. He had the three, but gave a little shot fake, got his defender in the air, and took it strong to the basket.
Pfeiffer guilty of that foul. And Dorr, the leading scorer in this basketball game, as that shot rolls in, now with a dozen points. Edmonds and Jaden Johnson check back in for Trinity. Remember, after 5 fouls and a quarter, it's all two shots from the free throw line. And that shot is up and good. Seconds left. Chandler on the crossover. Couldn't get it to go as his shot was challenged. Gets it back and now wisely swings it back out front. Johnson had it taken away. And in transition, Tilly can't get it to go. Rebound in there by Barry. 30 seconds to go. Up to Chandler, and he's fouled.
A little bit of surprise that Tilly didn't pull that back out and eat some clock, trying to hold for one possession, a one shot to end the quarter. Instead, they've given Trinity an opportunity to cut into this lead.
No lead changes in this game as Evangel Christian has led from the get-go. That free throw good by Chandler. And now Alex Johnson and Josiah Lawson check back in for Trinity. As Brett Saxton is primarily gone with a seven-man rotation. And we've only seen one substitution for Evangel Christian, and that's Jema. Both free throws down. Lead cut to six, 28-22. And now let's see if Tilly will set it up for one. He and Dorr are out there. Chandler and Barry providing the defense on the two guards. We're down to 10 seconds. Dorr in the lane, kicks it over. Trice with a three, can't connect on anything. And they're going to call a foul underneath. And they're going to get Johnny Jema for holding on the rebound. So now Trinity with a chance to cut it to four or three. 4 seconds left. Chandler trying to create room. The runner, and it won't go. And so we head to the locker room. Evangel Christian jumped out quickly. But before we do that, let's check in with Carl Nathan.
with the Evangel Christian head coach, Larry Miller. Impressions of the first half.
Well, we've really played well. We caught a couple times here. Our guard didn't get back in transition. They got 6 points off that. If they didn't have those points, we'd be up 10, 12 points. We got to correct that.
All right. That's what you're going to tell them in the second half.
Just got to keep rebounding. Ben's done a great job inside off the boards. He's got to continue to do that. We feel like we move the ball from side to side, we can drive them. So we got to continue to do that also.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Larry Miller. Evangel Christian Eagles are up 28-22 over Louisville Trinity. Halftime of the final quarterfinal game. And we'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
So, I'm the type of guy who tends to forget things. A lot. My keys are always missing, I'm not great with names, and my signature catchphrase is, I know it's around here somewhere. That's why I get my haircut at Great Clips. Their skilled, friendly stylists save my haircut details and clip notes. So, every time I need a cut, I can get the look I want without having to remember a thing. Huh, what else was I gonna say? Oh yeah, download the app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
This Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Moorhead Tourism.
Back inside Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Halftime of the last of the quarterfinal games. Evangel Christian 28, Trinity 22. Both those schools from Louisville, not too far apart. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And also we wanted to tell you that our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half, it is Evangel Christian's Ben Mukati. Ben Mukati with 7 rebounds to lead all in that category. Did you know if you are looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day, add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack? That message from the Kentucky Beef Council. It's our pleasure now to be joined by Dr. Avinash Bhakta, colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher, UK Markey Cancer Center, part of UK Healthcare. And Dr. Bhakta, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and often noted with a blue ribbon. Tell us about the symptoms of colorectal cancer.
Symptoms of colorectal cancer, most of the time you present with bleeding, changes in your bowel habits, unintentional weight loss where you're losing weight you're not really meaning to, or sometimes you even have a family history where you have colon cancer in your family, and that makes you at higher risk as well.
What are the best ways to prevent, or the best way to prevent colorectal cancer?
Getting screened at appropriate ages.
And that appropriate age now has been moved up. Used to be that you'd say 50 years old, now it's 45, is that right?
That's absolutely correct, Carl, 45 years old.
And if colorectal cancer is detected from a colonoscopy, Can it actually be removed during the procedure?
It absolutely can. Early colon cancers as well as polyps can be removed with colonoscopy and help you ever having to see me ever, which is the goal.
Tell us about what the Markey Cancer Center is doing to decrease colorectal cancer rates in the state of Kentucky.
We're working with, we have an NCI designation which allows us to partner with all the various institutes in Kentucky, Louisville, Lexington, Paducah, all around the state, Eastern Kentucky. And so what we're doing is we're trying to conduct a lot of research to figure out why our individuals in the Commonwealth, why these beautiful people in this Commonwealth are at higher risk to developing colon cancer than the rest of the country. It's something that we're not proud of being leading of, but it's something that we're working hard towards combating.
Now, speaking of research, which is a lot of what you do, if colorectal cancer is detected, does it run in families, or does it seem to have anything to do heredity-wise, or is it just random?
There's a couple of things that play a role. Sometimes it's random, but a lot of times there is a family history with a genetic predisposition for it. There's also a lot of environmental exposures, obesity, smoking, diabetes, improper diets. These are all things that play a role in developing that colon cancer.
Dr. Avinash Bhakta, colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher at the UK Markey Cancer Center, part of UK Healthcare, is our guest. And we'll continue. We're at halftime. Evangel Christian 28, Trinity 22. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Kosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical cause. Thanks to your support of Kosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Kosair kids like me.
Will you help a Kosair kid today? Visit Kosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Back inside Rupp Arena at the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Already advancing to tomorrow's semis. Great Crossing and Lyon County. That'll be the first matchup at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central tomorrow. And the second game, it's going to be Harlan County winners in overtime over Campbell County, facing the winner of this one, Evangel Christian and Trinity, both from Louisville. Evangel Christian right now 28-22, a 6-point lead as we look forward to the last two quarters. Our guest at halftime, Dr. Avinash Bhakta. He is a colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher for the UK Markey Cancer Center. What excites you the most about the future of cancer care, doctor?
Beating cancer completely. Now, not having anyone ever suffer from this disease that afflicts so many in our Commonwealth, and eradicating it.
And that is, you know, if you would have said that 20 or 30 years ago, it would have been a pipe dream, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I know there's a lot of issues with a lot of younger people developing colon cancer at advanced stages, but even with those younger patients that are developing colon cancer at advanced stages, we have newer therapies to help them live long lives and never die of their cancer.
All right.
There's hope.
There is hope.
In our lifetime.
And we also want to just remind everyone that the UK Markey Cancer Center is the only NCI, National Cancer Institute, comprehensive designated cancer center in Kentucky. Our guest has been Dr. Avnish Bhakda. Let me try that again, Avnish. Dr. Avnish Bhakda, colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher, UK Markey Cancer Center. I know you're a big basketball fan, and I got a chance to meet your son before. Saw him, Bhakda, 8 years old. He wants to play on this floor one day.
Yeah, absolutely does.
All right.
Beauty of Kentucky.
That's right.
Basketball.
Thank you, Dr. Bhakda. All right. That'll take care of our halftime. And it's 28-22, Evangel Christian over Trinity. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, official fuel of the KHSAA. And this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy duty American made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Moorhead State University is proud to sponsor this Sweet 16 broadcast.
Just about 2 minutes to go before the start of the second half. We're here with Trinity head coach Brett Saxton. And Brett, you have to get the turnovers under control. I don't mean to be critical, but I know you want to get the turnovers under control. They only had three. You had seven in that first half.
Yeah, I think their ball pressure really caught us off guard, and we had talked about it, but it's hard to simulate their length and athleticism and physicality, and to their credit, they have been really excellent in terms of taking us out of what we're trying to do, so hopefully here in the third quarter, we're able to be a little bit smarter on the offensive end.
And you're only 6 points down. You had a nice finish to that first half.
Absolutely. You know, we were pleased as a staff. Again, I thought we were pretty good defensively. I, other than a few missed opportunities, I think our defense is what kept us in it. And if we can block out a little bit better, I think we'll be just fine.
All right. Thanks to Coach Brett Saxton of Louisville Trinity as they trail 28-22 at the half. And now it is time to go back to our dynamic duo. What did they used to call Batman and Robin? I forget.
Well, I mean, they called Batman Batman, and they called Robin the Boy Wonder, right?
The Boy Wonder, yeah. That was
Boy
it.
Wonder, yeah.
Yeah, well.
They did call him the Dynamic Duo.
The Dynamic Duo. Well, it fits for you guys. You know, Dave Baker.
Mine is dynamic. I'm just Dave.
I started to say I'm not the Boy Wonder.
You know, I goofed up, you know.
It's okay, Carl. It's all right.
I am so used to you working alongside Cameron And you started to call mine a Cameron. Now that
No.
But I'll be Robin. Dave's Batman.
Mina
sure.
is so much more under control than Cameron could ever think about being.
Here, you know what it is?
Yes.
I get to utter the words, take two.
I love you, El Presidente. Carl, thanks so much. Horn getting ready to sound to start this second half of play with the final spot in the Final Four on the line. And mine, I thought Coach summed it up pretty well. I mean, that defensive Evangel has kept Trinity from doing what they like to do.
Yeah, Evangel has been all over them. The ball pressure, they're in passing lanes. It's really caused some problems for Trinity.
So Trinity gets the first possession of the second half. And so Vassar will set the offense. Coming down the right side, kicks it back out to Edmonds at the free throw line. Now getting through traffic, here's a kick to the left side to Chandler. He comes up to the free throw line, snaps a pass underhanded, nicely saved. And how about that play by Julius Edmonds to get the rocks on the board first?
That was fantastic. Great shot fake, little head and shoulder, got the defender in the air, easy put in.
28-24, Evangel Christian's lead cut to four. Up and under by Tilly. That won't fall. And Evangel nearly got the rebound. But now Trinity with numbers, but Chandler loses it. Dorr gets it back. He's got a two-on-one. Contact. And the two officials looking at one another.
Call it a block.
It looks like it, but I didn't see the signal. Now they come up with it. It was our referee, Andy Thomason, who called the block, and Dorr will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Coach Miller not happy with Tilly on that first possession, forcing that jump shot. A little redemption here for Dorr that maybe knocked down a couple free throws.
Doesn't get the first one. Dorr had 13 in the first half. Maccabi leading everybody with seven rebounds. And he got the second one. 29-24, Evangel Christian leads at the seven-minute mark. Edmonds gets it across midcourt line, goes to the basket, and they're going to call a foul on the drive.
I thought for a hot second it might be a travel, but they did reach in and foul him.
They say Dorr committed the foul on the drive. The Shamrocks will inbounds underneath their own basket to our right. Nobody open yet. They have to flip it back out. And Jaden Johnson swings it around to Chandler. Behind the back dribble. Tries a second time to get around Tilly and can't do it. And he's stuck in the lane. Johnson kicks it out. Big drive and kick. Chandler floats one off the backboard. Didn't come close. Tilly, Dorr, back to Dorr. I thought he was going to take the three, but he drives, and he gets fouled.
I thought they were going to take the layup, but great unselfish basketball.
So Chandler with a foul. That's his first, and Dorr goes right back to the line. Got that one to go. He's now got 15.
I'm not going to jinx him this time. See?
Knocked them both down. Lead all of a sudden creeps back out to seven. We talked about it before. Trinity gets close. Evangel answers with a couple of baskets. See, there's that switch right there. Dorr just preventing Chandler from any penetration. Johnson. And he's fouled by Dorr. And I believe that's his second.
And it was a great switch. The mistake Dorr made was reaching with that inside hand. If he'd have reached with that outside hand, he could have had a clean pick.
Vassar. And now Chandler. And
pretty sure they'd scouted that play.
Yeah, they heard that. You heard him yelling back door, and that ball batted out of bounds. And so Chandler comes out for his first break of this second half. Josiah Lawson, number 10, checks in. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Nice pass inside. Oh, and what a pretty curl by Kyron Tilley.
Off that flex cut. Beautiful. Great pass.
Whistle. And a timeout is going to be taken by Louisville Trinity. It's going to be a full timeout. The lead has inched back out to 9, 33-24. And this gives up an opportunity right now. This Dawhair's KHSA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. It salutes Larry Pee-wee Gum of Greene County. Gum coached baseball for 44 seasons and was Kentucky's first coach to win 1,000 baseball games. He's a member of the National High School Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Roberts Insurance congratulates Pee-wee Gum, a 2024 inductee into the Dawhair's KHSA Hall of Fame. We look forward to those induction ceremonies. I believe it's the third week in April, and I've been blessed for a while to be able to emcee that event. And it's a great time to not only honor people, but to see folks you haven't seen in a long time. And so, Mina, I liked the fact that Brett Saxton took what some might think is a quick timeout. He saw some things, and he wanted to correct it and didn't want it to get into a big run.
Very good timeout. I felt like they were going to start on one of those flurries that they can get on Evangel. Saxton, Coach Saxton, recognizing that.
Yep.
Calls the timeout, looking to set some things up here to settle his kids down and get them into some offensive flow.
Once again, this has been a game where Evangel has led from the jump. Trinity has not gotten even in this game. They got down by 12 early in the first half. I'm sorry, Mina.
No, I'm just going to say that the defense of Evangel has really just caused a lot of problems for Trinity.
So here comes Trinity. And look at that. Tilley with the fast hands. And that's the last thing that Brett Saxton wanted coming out of that timeout. As the steal and lay-in. And Evangel now back up by 11. Put the head. Oh, man. Somebody hamstring.
I can't tell.
Oh, my gosh. It was Dre Vassar who drove through the lane. He was hit. And he took another step. And as soon as he took that step, he grabbed the left hamstring. You hope it's just a cramp.
Whew, that looks scary. I thought for... it could have been a knee, but you're right. He's grabbing that left hamstring. That looked not so hot, not so good. Scary.
It's better if it's the hamstring like that as opposed to like an Achilles or something. And Trinity now with a tough time getting the ball in, and they turn it over again. Not quite. Trinity gets it back. Johnson in the lane turns. Boy, and they are just some kind of out of sync right now as Trinity.
Again, a forced shot over, having to score, try to score over the top of a defender.
Whistle before the shot. They're going to call the foul on Kerryon Berry. But I'm telling you, Brett Saxton up there just asked how many timeouts he had. He's trying to do everything he can, and they just cannot get anything good to happen right now. Still playing hard, but it is, they're on the struggle bus right now. Tilley goes out top to Dorr on the inbounds underneath. That ball nearly batted away by Berry. Tilley now dribbles back with a left hand to the top of the key and balances the floor. No screen. As he just eyes Berry. Here comes Dorr at the top. Inside they go to McCotty. He's going to go one-on-one against Edmonds. And great play by Edmonds. He got the tie-up. But the alternating possession will keep the ball in the hands of Evangel Christian.
Yeah, great job by Edmonds, but McCotty cannot bring that ball down. Trying to dribble. If you're going to dribble in that post, you better make a power move, power dribble to the basket.
McCotty now with 4:40 to go, 35-24. Evangel Christian on top of Trinity. Now Dorr sets the offense. And they're going to get an offensive foul. They're going to call it on Dorr. Dorr must be pretty powerful.
I think that was on McCotty.
From the backside with the screen, I was like, I cannot imagine Dorr pushing big Julius Edmonds down.
Yeah, it was on McCotty, the illegal screen.
Well, that makes me feel better. Here they go to Pfeiffer, who's checked back in. Now they go up top to Barry. He drives, puts it on the deck, and gets it to fall.
Barry's having a real nice game for Trinity.
Put it up over McCotty, and right back comes Tilly. And Larry Miller wants to take a timeout. His team back on top by 11, 37-26 with 3:59 to go. And that gives us a chance to remind you that Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. And Minotaur, we've talked about it several times this game, but it's still as true can be. I mean, every time Trinity makes a play, Evangel seemingly answers.
And, Tilly just comes down, and that wasn't an easy shot. He knocked down a pretty difficult 15-foot jump shot to answer. And like you said, as soon as you think Trinity's going to make a run, Evangel comes back and answers.
Here comes Barry. Full court pressure by Evangel out of the timeout. Nice look inside. Edmonds had it. And they're going to call a foul from behind on Dorr.
That was a great job by Trinity handling the full court pressure of Evangel.
I thought it was... I'm telling you, I thought that was Dorr. I don't think White, and that's what White's saying. I don't think he was anywhere around there. I thought it was 2 and not 23. But if you're Evangel Christian, you don't mind.
White's like...
Because Dorr, that would have been his third foul. White, that is his third foul. And McCotty checks out as well.
He's standing over on the sideline like, I wasn't even around the play.
I thought, but oh well, nobody questioned. That free throw's no good. Nice box out there by Jama. 3:47 to go, 37-26 of Evangel Christian. Dorr has it. He wants it cleared out. Working against Barry. Goes all the way to the basket, and that shot was blocked nicely by Edmonds, who's played well. Back the other way comes Trinity, and Barry couldn't get it to go. Ball on the deck, and Evangel Christian comes out of there with it. They've got numbers. Cross court to Dorr. Excellent pass idea, but it was cut off by Chandler. Back come the Shamrocks the other way. And finally, Barry pulls it back out against the Evangel pressure. Here is Pfeiffer. He can't get it to go. Big rebound right there by Jaden Johnson, and what a back-and-forth series that capped.
That was a fun series of basketball for sure.
Trice back in there, goes up top. Tilly can't get it to go. Behind the defense is Edmonds. He goes all the way, the bucket and the foul, and here come the Shamrocks.
This is exactly what Coach talked about. Coach Miller said stopping the run out, stopping the fast break points. And now that is, look at fast break points, 8.
8-0.
Yep, 8. And now a chance to tack on a free throw.
And now we'll get our media timeout here in the third period. 2:50 to go. And it is Louisville Trinity trying to come back, but they trail Evangel Christian 37-30 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Rowan County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
Fans, there's never a wrong time to dig into safety. And before we dig in to this final 2:51 in the third quarter, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Back-to-back baskets by Trinity. They'll have a chance to tack on a free throw here as Edmonds has repeatedly gotten behind the Evangel defense out on the break. Hadn't been able to convert on all of them, Ina, but they got to know where he is.
He gets out and he flies down the floor. And his teammates do a great job finding him.
Can't get it to go. And Dorr pulls down the rebound. Tilly pulls up, and that's not a good shot for him. And once again, here comes Edmonds. He's getting more and more confidence with the ball in his hands. Now Jaden Johnson swings it over to Pfeiffer. Back they go to Barry. He pulls up on the elbow. Underneath, Pfeiffer got it blocked out of bounds. That was White who got the block with 2:22 to go. And the Evangel lead down to 7.
Pfeiffer needed to give a little shot fake there.
Baseline. Barry was open. Drives. Puts up a little floater and it won't go. And Mukati with a big rebound. Tilly kicks over to White. His three won't go, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for three as the foul was committed by Rocco Pfeiffer.
Those are some crazy-making fouls. Coaches just, it's where the gray hair comes from.
And so Davier White, couple of dribbles and the first free throw rolls around and out.
He needs to make these. Push this out to possibly a 9-point lead. Tell you, it's very low scoring for Evangel, who likes to really score up in the 70s.
I mean, they have been getting up and down the court to have only scored 67 points but combined. And now, after being fouled on the three-pointer, White has one more to go. And Evangel, 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Trinity only 8 of 12. And he got that one. 38-30. The Eagles lead the Shamrocks. Barry swings it back over to Jaden Johnson. Now Edmonds on the spin. Back to Jaden Johnson. And his three went way down and popped out. Here comes Chitapa left wing, and that's Dorr who gets the triple, and that's a huge swing right there.
That's big for Evangel. They were kind of hitting a wall offensively.
Boy, talk about hitting a wall. Dorr just ran into a screen there, and his head snapped back. Inside Edmund puts it up, and they say no, and they call it an offensive foul on the hook. Wow.
Wow is right, because that would have been a beautiful offensive play if it were not for the fact that he wrapped his arm around and hooked the player.
They certainly like that over on the Evangel Christian bench. As the Eagles now have the basketball and an 11-point lead with 1:10 to play in the third. White thought about it. Now he's going to use some clock. Pretty play there, but they blow the layup. What a great move to Chitapa, and he just overshot everything. Alex Johnson now turns as he's being hounded. And he's fouled by Chitapa.
That was a frustration foul.
That's right.
He knew he should have made that shot down there. It was a beautiful pass, beautiful move, and just blew it.
Absolutely right. So Alex Johnson will now shoot two. As Evangel is over the limit. Number three, Braden Trice, checks back into the Evangel lineup.
Alex Johnson has missed a free throw.
Baseline, Tilly with the left hand, and he's fouled.
Boy, he's quick. That first step of his, lightning quick.
They're going to call that foul on Jaden Johnson. Kyron Tilly goes to the free throw line to shoot two. 46.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. And he missed the first one. Evangel is starting to miss a goodly number of free throws.
Only shoot 64%. Not terrible, but needs to be a lot better if they want to win this game.
.42-32, the lead back to double digits. Chandler kicks it back out. There's Alex Johnson, contact, and they call the block on Mukabi.
The right idea, just didn't get there quickly enough.
Larry Miller just yelled out at his defense, "We got to keep the ball in front of us." As Johnson goes to the line. Haven't had a chance to talk about it, but obviously Trinity dealing with a lot. Mike Szabo away from the team because of a family illness. And so Saxton, Brett Saxton has taken over as coach. Of course, his dad is the athletics director at Trinity as Johnson hit the first. And you saw the guys in warm-ups. They had these shirts on. Students have them, too, as he makes the second bigger than us. And he said that's what this run for the Shamrocks has been all about. Full court pressure now from Trinity. Evangel breaks it. How about Tilly? And he shoots it long. And here comes Trinity. Tough pass. Tough, tough pass. Johnson tried to haul it in. But even if he had hauled it in, I don't know what he could have done with it.
Yeah, that was way too long. And, again, Tilly taking a really quick shot with just about 25 seconds to go in the quarter.
Now down to 20. Trinity comes with a full court pressure. It's man-to-man, but a nice play by Mukabi to get it into the front court. 42-34, now 10 seconds. Dorr had it blocked. That was Edmonds, who's had a big third quarter.
Evans is playing with a whole different level of intensity. He has stepped his defense up. He's attacking on offense, and great block.
5 seconds. Trinity into the front court. Chandler. And they call it a jump ball. And the arrow this time, I believe, is with Trinity. And the Shamrocks will put it in play underneath their own basket with 2.7 seconds left. Johnson to inbound. Looking for the lob. Edmonds at the buzzer, and it won't go. And wow, we haven't had a lot of scoring, but what a back-and-forth game. Evangel and Louisville Trinity. The Eagles lead the Shamrocks 42-34 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 00169.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Ready to go here at the start of the fourth quarter in the final quarterfinal game in the 2016 UK Healthcare 2016. What is wrong with me? It's the Sweet 16, the 2024 edition of the UK Healthcare Sweet 16, and we so appreciate you joining us here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Dave Baker, Mina Todd, Carl Nathan. Carl's just told us that Dorr is cramping up a little bit for Evangel. And that Larry Miller, for the second straight night, has brought out the pickle juice. And that ball doesn't come close, and Edmonds with the rebound for Trinity as the Shamrocks try to battle back from an 8-point deficit. Alex Johnson looking inside. Can't get it to Jaden Johnson. There's Dorr with the defense. Shot won't go. He was really out of control. And a good no call by the officials. Here's Dorr coming the other way. They give it to Tilly, and his runner rattles way down and pops out. Got his own rebound. White with a floater. That hits the back of the rim. And Alex Johnson pulls again for Trinity. Left side. Barry works against White. Pump fake. Has to take it back out outside. Alex Johnson dumps it to Jaden Johnson, and his shot is no good. And lots of action, but I think a lot of impatience here as well.
Absolutely. Both teams, Evangel took some really quick shots in their offense. Not great looks. Trinity, same thing.
Here's Dorr. Oh, nice crossover move there on Barry. Now they swing it over to Chitapa. 6:26 to go. Evangel Christian up by 8. Nice pass. What a great feed from Chitapa.
And that's
as
the
he got it to McCutty.
And that's the offensive execution that Evangel is capable of if they're patient.
Here comes Trinity. Alex Johnson with a triple, and it rolls and falls. And there'll be a timeout by Trinity, and that will give us the opportunity to tell you that as we muscle through this final 6:03, We're doing it with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. So another quick timeout by Brett Saxton as his team has pulled it to within 7 with 6:03 to go. And Carl Nathy, what do you got for us?
Well, as you said, Larry Miller, no joke. He got the pickle juice out. Christian Dorr was cramping up. It happened in the last game. His words, Larry Miller, to the trainer were, please get him the pickle juice, for crying out loud.
Do we know if it's dill or sweet?
I do not. It looks to me like dill pickle juice. I will tell you, as an aging sports reporter here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. If I get a cramp at home, I break out I have a couple of pickles and drink some pickle juice. That's what I do.
If that happens, your wife tells you to take care of it yourself is what happens, my friend. Here comes Evangel Christian out of the timeout. Dorr double team. Swings it back out to White. Now Dorr gets it back on the right wing. Looking for some help. Dribbles by Alex Johnson, and he's fouled. And I think it'll be Johnson. And it is 13 wide, Alex Johnson, who's called for the foul.
McCarty posting up hard that time. Dorr missed him, showing his numbers.
That's the first foul against either team here in the fourth quarter. Chautauqua creates some room. And now Tilly settles as he works against Fasher. Frasher, nice defense. Tilly able to get by him, and Frasher got some help from Julius Edmonds, who got the block. Maccabi in there, posted up, but they can't get it to him. There he is. And now he wants to go to work against Edmonds, and way over the basket.
Credit Edmonds. That was great defense without fouling. I mean, McCotty's working hard in there, posting up. He's going to need to make a little move. Drop step, turn face crossover.
So the officials didn't have a clear view of who it went out of bounds off of, so they called jump ball. The alternate possession goes back to Trinity, which means Evangel will have the arrow for the final 5 minutes. And that's a foul call as Barry goes hard to the glass. And it's Maccabi. That's his third. And the Shamrocks will go to the free throw line as Barry stands in. First free throw pops out. And I'm telling you, we have had some shots pop out today.
Hasn't been the greatest shooting night for either team.
Evangel Christian, 10 of 16 from the free throw line. And Trinity now 12 of 18. They've missed 6 in a 7-point game. Evangel quickly into the front court. Dorr again. Now he's going to back out and set the offense. Waving people away. Drives, penetrates. And he got tripped. Foul is going to go against Alex Johnson. And back comes Lance Chandler quickly into the Trinity lineup. And I got to tell you, man, I don't know whether people are just putting their head down, whether fatigue is starting to set in, but a lot of fouls here in this fourth quarter.
It's like their feet are getting slower and they're starting to reach.
Uh-huh.
Dorr's a little bit gimpy. I think he landed pretty hard on his hip, but he's going to play through it.
Either that or he's still trying to get that pickle juice circulated. There he is with a basketball. Nice pass inside to White.
Oh, beautiful.
What a pretty assist. And after that bucket, Larry Miller calls a quick timeout. It'll be a 46-37 of Angel Christian with 4:39 to play. And we'll check in with Carl Nathy.
Thank you, Dave. Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And even though the Shamrocks of Trinity are trailing in this basketball game currently 46-37,
I'm giving the honor to the Trinity High School student section. These young men have come to Rupp Arena with a number of creative cheers and chants, very entertaining, and a lot of spirit. And that is our BSN Sports Heart of the Game.
Well chosen, Carl Nathan. And while we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Whitaker Bank Moorhead, proud to sponsor Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead.
4:39 to play. Evangel Christian on top of Trinity, 46-37. And Trinity puts the ball inbounds and full court man-to-man pressure applied by Evangel Christian. Chandler working against Tilly. Looking for that flat screen at the top of the key, and he gets it from Edmonds. Swings it over now left side to Barry. He puts it on the deck. Leaves it back to Frasher. Frasher goes baseline, gets it to Chandler, and he lost it out of bounds. And it'll go to Evangel Christian.
The Eagles just swarming on defense.
Five turnovers for Evangel Christian. That is now the 13th against Trinity. Eagles with that 9-point lead as we approach the 4-minute mark. Dorr faked the give to White. Now he works on the baseline, kicks it back out to his teammate White, and that 3-pointer went way down and popped out. Here come the Shamrocks. Chandler leaves it back for the 3-pointer from Barry, and that hit nothing but the bottom.
Barry is playing a heck of a game for Trinity.
Trouble getting it inbounds, and they have to call a timeout. The Trinity bench wanted a 5-second call, but they say that Chautauqua got the timeout called. And I'm going to check on these timeouts. And that's a full timeout that had to be taken by Evangel Christian.
Close to a 5-second count there.
Yes, they were. So as I look at it, it looks like Evangel Christian has 2 timeouts remaining. Trinity has 1, and we still have the media timeout here in the fourth. Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. And now, once again, let's check in with Carl Nathan.
Thank you, Dave. The Sideline Report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. You and mine have both talked during this tournament about the wealth of experience and, frankly, the knowledge of the game of basketball that head coach of Evangel Christian, Larry Miller, has. And I tell you what, when I'm in the huddle, you can't help but be impressed. And it almost looks like the way he can recognize what's happening on the floor, I don't know that he could, but if he transferred it to football, he might be a heck of an offensive coordinator. He seems to sense what is open. Sometimes his players don't recognize it, but how they can beat the other team to the basket. Very sage, this guy.
Yeah, that's a great point, Carl. You know, he told me off mic today that he and John Calipari had worked a 5-star camp well over 20 years ago. And Mina can tell you how tight this coaching fraternity is at every level. And he said he sent a text to Cal today after last night's loss. But, it's a fine line between where people end up coaching, but I think he hit it on the head about Larry Miller. Tilly quickly and a little too quickly, and Frasher picks it off. Here comes Trinity with a chance to cut this to potentially a 1-possession game. Drive and a block. What a great defensive play by White, but he was on the baseline.
Yeah, great opportunity here for Trinity.
Frasher inbounds underneath his own basket, goes all the way out top to Alex Johnson. And almost picked off by Dorr. off of the attempted steal. Three-pointer by Johnson won't go. Offensive rebound, Trinity, and Thrasher goes right back inside to Alex Johnson, and the margin is four.
And you know who made that happen? The young man, we've mentioned his name several times tonight. Barry, he has had, he's doing it all for Trinity.
Played his tail off. And here is a media timeout, the last one of the night. 2:55 to go. Evangel Christian's lead over Trinity has been trimmed to four at 46-42 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
.255 to play. Evangel Christian on top of Trinity, 46-42. Neither team over the limit in terms of fouls. Evangel Christian has only committed one here in this fourth quarter. Three against Trinity. You have to have five in order to shoot two. And again on the reset, we will tell you that Evangel Christian has two timeouts left and just one for Trinity. As we come out of our final media timeout.
And Trinity hanging in there without their star player, Vassar.
Tilly pulls up. I can't tell you the number of times tonight, Mina, that Evangel Christian has scored coming out of a timeout.
And that's huge.
And that's coaching.
And that's coaching.
Not taking anything away from anybody else, but Larry Miller, as Carl said, communicates with his players and they execute just like Julius Edmonds did as he scored on the baseline for Trinity. 2:20 to go, and the margin once again four at 48-44. Tilly backs it out now. He's out top with Dorr. Jaden Johnson supplying the defense as Tilly cracks that five-second count line. Pulls up, and he's hit from behind. And that was just some excellent execution and understanding of where the defense was by Tilly.
And able to handle that ball under pressure.
And that's going to send Jaden Johnson to the bench as you hear the horn. That was his fifth foul. Johnson only with 2 points, but he had five rebounds.
And he played a hard-fought game tonight.
Brett Saxton will take the full time. No, he's already made his substitution. I don't know what they're waiting on. As Tilly sets to the line for the first.
Some big free throws here.
Yes, they are. Got that one to go. And Evangel now 11 of 17 from the free throw line. While he's getting ready for a second, we'll tell you our attendance tonight is 10,492. Tom, I don't think there's been a single session under 10,000. Great, great support here. And Tilly knocks down two big ones. The lead back to 6, 50-44, 1:47 to go. Alex Johnson on the drive, can't get it to go. White had trouble hanging on to the rebound, but Mukati got it to a teammate. And I believe Evangel Christian has taken another timeout as they were looking at a potential 10-second violation. So each team now with one timeout left, with 1:38 to go, and the Eagles leading the Shamrocks 50-44. So the question is, Coach Todd, who changes things up coming out of the timeout? Does Trinity come with a defense that they haven't shown before? Or does Evangel Christian, and we've talked about what Larry Miller's teams have done out of the timeout, do they draw something up and try to get a home run?
Well, Trinity, I think, is going to pick up with their man-to-man pressure as they've been doing. But look for Evangel to be more patient and really work this clock, not force any long threes, get something going to the basket, maybe draw a foul and get to the free throw line.
The next Trinity foul will result in two free throws. And Evangel has not given Trinity any help, because here in the fourth quarter with just 1:38 to play, Evangel has only committed one foul in this period. Let's check in with Carl Nathan.
All right, the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. In terms of Trinity, the Shamrocks in the huddle, they're talking about, hey, we need a quick trap. Let's try to stop them reversing the ball, get a quick trap. If not, we'll have to foul them. As far as Larry Miller, he's pretty good with a lot of things, except he's not pleased with their rebounding. He says, hey, all five of us, if Trinity takes a shot and misses, all five have to hit the boards. Get the boards, we'll win the game.
You know, milk is one of our sponsors. I can just imagine if Evangel were to get to the championship game and win tomorrow night. I mean, you'd probably see milk and pickle juice out there in the celebration.
So here comes that full court man-to-man pressure.
Yep.
They are going to look to trap out of this.
And I think, yeah, it is a spot. So he can't run the baseline. White to inbounds. Guarded by Alex Johnson. Oh, my gosh. They had an excellent pass. They had the right execution, and they just threw it away. And that was an unforced error by Tilly. Now 1:36 to go in a crucial possession for Trinity. Down by six. Backing in. Up and under. Nothing going. McCabe, nice job defensively. He doesn't have a time. Yeah, he does. He has one timeout to give, and now they get it across the line. Up, and they get the layup. They break the pressure. And Isaiah Chautauqua with a huge bucket to make it an eight-point game. Three-pointer. Barry can't get it to go. Chautauqua finds Tilly at the other end. And this Evangel Christian has blown it open here with back-to-back buckets.
Maybe all she wrote.
Brasher can't get it to go. Rebound by White. Trinity has not fouled. Ball almost taken away, but not. Now they get it to White. They can't commit a foul. Now they do.
Too much time. Too much time come off the clock.
Wow. How about that execution by Evangel coming out of the timeout?
Just back to back to back. First a turnover, and then they came back with two great runouts because Trinity's trying to pick up and pressure the ball.
Davier White at the line for the Bengals. Two shots.
So Davier White with two shots. And he misses the first one. Boy, just like Larry Miller told Carl at halftime, if they had even hit a fraction more free throws, this one would be well out of reach. Evangel, 12 of 19 from the free throw line. Now 13 out of 20. 38 seconds to go. Frasher, long three, won't go. Hit the rim twice. Bud Mukati hauls it down. And Brett Saxton is saying no foul. Three-pointer won't go.
I don't know why you'd take that.
Trinity gets it back, and it doesn't look like Evangel is going to foul either. Johnson gets it to go, and the clock continues to run. Now at five. And Evangel Christian, in this all-Louisville affair, has won its way to the KHSAA Sweet 16 Final Four, where tomorrow, in the second semifinal game, they will play Harlan, and one of the most electrifying players we've seen in this game. And as the layup line goes by, Dorr is basically hopping on one leg. He was cramping up earlier, and that is a consideration when you've got to come back. Gosh, just overnight, it's a quick, quick turnaround. 57-46 is the final as Evangel Christian. They really made plays late when they needed to.
Oh, Mike, they sure did. I mean, those runouts were huge. Big rebounds, strong with the ball. Other than that first quick turnover out of the timeout.
All right, and let's check in now with Carl Nathy. Carl?
All right, and we have our Blue Oval SK electrifying player of the game. It's Kyron Tilley, 20 points in the ball game. They gave you a tussle, didn't they?
Yeah, sorry, they sure did. That's always how Trinity's going to come out. They're going to come out and they're going to play hard.
What about this team that you've got? You've got two games now that you've won. You're in the semifinals. What's the feeling on the team?
I mean, we feel great. We've never been here before, so, I mean, we don't really have anything to lose. So, I mean, we feel really good coming into this next game.
You get some rest for tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And that is Kyron Tilley, our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Final score, Evangel Christian, 57, Trinity 46. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Are you considering a new car purchase or maybe doing some home improvements? Are you looking for a lender you can trust to help you understand your options? This is Michelle Skaggs. I'm a loan officer at Whitaker Bank at the Moorhead Northside Branch location. As a part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options available. Give me a call and let me show you what Uniquely Kentucky means. Whitaker Bank, Uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Porter Group Insurance.
...57-46, Evangel Christian knocks off Trinity to make it to tomorrow's Final Four. Time now for our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the Game, and we're going to give it to Ben Mukati. Mukati, 4, Evangel Christian, had 11 boards to go along with 6 points. And, you know, he may not pull down a ton of rebounds, Mina, but he was such a presence in there, changing shots, changing lanes, doing what he needed to do.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, he's a great rim protector. Just made it difficult for Trinity to get anything going much in the paint.
57-46 is our final score, in addition to Mukati. 6 rebounds went to Chitapa. And on the other side, Edmonds, and Vassar, who we did not see late at all after fouling out. He didn't foul out, but we did not see him late at all. I don't know what was going on. He had five rebounds as well, as did Jaden Johnson. So a combined rebounding effort for Trinity High School. And did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. We're taking a break. We're coming right back. No, we're not. We're going to stay here because we're going to go back and we're going to hear from Larry Miller in the interview room. Thank you, Tom, keeping me straight. It's going to be a quick sort of interview back there today because it's a quick turnaround, Mina. They got to get to bed and get going.
Yeah, they got to get back, get some food in them, force a lot of fluids, be back here tomorrow. Fighting for a chance to play in the championship game.
The first semifinal game will take place at 11 a.m. It'll be Great Crossing versus Lyon County, and then it'll be Harlan County against Evangel Christian. And so in each game, fans are going to be able to see a dynamic score, one of the most dynamic scores in the state in each one of those contests. Harlan getting there, getting it done. And, of course, I think it'll be a fantastic matchup in both games. I think both have the opportunity. You know, Lyon County, of course, featuring Mr. Basketball, Travis Perry, after they knocked off Adair County today. Harlan had to come back in overtime to beat Campbell County. And then Trinity gave a valiant effort tonight. The Shamrocks, though, they finish at 27-8 on the season. For Evangel Christian, they're now 31-6. Let's take a listen to Larry Miller.
Well, very honored to coach these young men. Absolutely love them. Absolutely love them. Win or lose tonight, either way, gonna love them rest of my life. Played a great opponent. And got to give hats off to Trinity. Played us really, really tough. For us to play a game at this pace and win shows that we can play at a lot of different tempos. It's very difficult to play at such a slow tempo when they take away all of your easy buckets. But my two guards here, along with Isaiah, have just had great years. Davier had a great game to get us here. And then tonight, Ben Mercati played the best game of his career, and we needed every point, and we needed every rebound.
And that's Larry Miller, the head coach of Evangel Christian, as they move on to the Final Four. We're taking a break and coming right back in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out.
Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Dave Baker, Monotide, back here with you at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington, wrapping up what will be an impressive win for Larry Miller and Evangel Christian, 57-46. We talked about it, Mina, in the broadcast. I mean, Trinity has been through so much this year, but they have persevered. They gave a great accounting of themselves. It's just probably too many turnovers, and Evangel Christian was able to make plays when they needed to make them the most.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. Neither team shot the ball that well, but they Evangel did what they needed to do down the stretch. Those runouts there,
yep,
that really pushed the game away and put the game away. Just an all-around good game. Defensively, Evangel was fantastic, and it really took Trinity out of what they like to do offensively.
And I think that's the difference when you look at turnovers. 13 for Trinity and just 7 for Evangel Christian. The rebounds were pretty similar. The two teams only combined to make 6 three-pointers on 26 attempts. But the main thing is, you know, it's like they say, it's one of those old phrases, you survive in advance.
Absolutely, survive in advance, and that's exactly what they've done. And they'll get to face a tough opponent tomorrow in Harlan County.
Wow, yes they will. All right, we're going to take a break, come back and wrap things up. As we have our Final Four set, Evangel Christian comes to the party with a 57-46 win. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Moorhead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Moorhead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Moorhead State University.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Tim Rhodes of Bethel Baptist Church on Kentucky Highway 36 in Frenchburg. We invite you to listen to our Sunday morning radio program at 7 and to Power Words every weekday morning at approximately 7:30 on WIVY 96.3 and on WIVYradio.com. You're welcome to join us for our services at the Bethel Baptist Church in Frenchburg at 11 a.m. for our Sunday morning service or 6 p.m. for the evening service. God bless you.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. So our Final Four is set for tomorrow morning. Again, at 11 a.m., it'll be Great Crossing from over in Scott County, the number one team in the state, taking on Lyon County and Mr. Basketball Travis Perry. And then at 1:30, it'll be Harlan taking on these Evangel Christian Eagles. And so that'll do it for tonight. Let me thank all of our teammates on the broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Minutat offered the analysis and color. Carl Nathy, the broadcast host, and reported from the sideline. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are the executive producers and on-site coordinators. And our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm Dave Baker. Again, the final score is Evangel Christian 57 and Trinity 46. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.